practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to come to you once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast, originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio in order to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church with other believers on this Sunday, the Lord's Day. Let's begin the program this morning with an old hymn of the faith entitled Surely Goodness and Mercy, a song written by one of my dear friends of yesteryear, as it were, Dr. Alfred B. Smith. Surely Goodness and Mercy. Stop to think of it. Where would we be without the goodness and the mercy and the grace of Almighty God? Well, we'd be lost. We would not have the hope and the assurance of heaven through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So every day we should thank God for His goodness and mercy. Well, I'm thankful that you're there by the radio or by whatever device you're using to listen to the program today. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, and I am encouraging you right now to go to church today. Many people have forsaken the church over the years, but Going to church is something that God expects, particularly of everyone who knows the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. And if you don't have a church to attend, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, where we will be having Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30. And today, we're not going to be having an evening service at 6 o'clock as we normally do, because right after the morning service, we're going to be having dinner on the grounds, as it were, a picnic. And, of course, we'll be having a time of fellowship there. And then, of course, after that, folks will go home and will not come back for an evening service. And so I would invite you to come on out and be with us today. We have a very special day at Faith Baptist today simply because we're having one of our missionaries with us. She is a missionary, and I'm not going to give her name over the air, and I'll tell you why in a moment. But she is a single missionary serving the Lord in Siberia, Russia. Think about that. She's serving the Lord in Siberia, Russia, as a single female missionary. And she's going to be with us this morning during Sunday school. She will speak to the adult Bible class. And then, of course, during the morning service, she'll give a testimony. And then she'll be speaking to us at the picnic afterwards. And so I would invite you to drop by and listen to what she has to say. A single lady missionary in Siberia, Russia. Think of that. Every day, her life is at stake, as it were. And so what a committed and dedicated lady she is. I invite you to come out and visit us this morning as she shares with us. Certainly, if we can ever serve you spiritually, please do not hesitate to contact us. You may call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or you can write to us, and our mailing address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Our web address is fbcaltoona.org, fbcaltoona.org, and we would encourage you to go there and learn more about our ministry, and you can even email us at fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. This past week, we had the opportunity of having Daily Vacation Bible School here, a missionary family that we support and have been supporting for a long time. Zach and Michaela Campbell led us in our Vacation Bible School, and we had scores of kids with us throughout the course of the week, Monday right through Friday, and what a blessing it was. And we even had several of the young people make decisions for the Lord Jesus Christ, for which we rejoice. And so I would encourage you to be praying for those kids who made a decision for Christ as they grow in Christ, and then pray for those who came who did not know the Lord but heard the gospel, that maybe in some way, shape, or form, the Spirit of God will speak to their heart and bring them to Christ as well. Also, a number of those kids came to us from unchurched families, and so I would ask you to pray as we follow through with these families and maybe get to meet them and invite the entire family to come to our church. That's so very important to get the families in the church, and so pray that we'll be able to have a good time of following through with them. Well, let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, I do thank you for this day that you've given to us. I thank you for this week that you've given to us in the sense that we've had the opportunity to teach many, many boys and girls and young people about you and your love that has been extended to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray that we will, as a church, be able to follow through with some of those families who are not already church families. I thank you, Lord, for everyone who is listening to me this morning. You know their spiritual needs, and it's my prayer that you'll take the broadcast and use it to bring to Christ those who do not know the Lord, as well as to strengthen those who do know the Lord. But prepare our hearts to worship you today at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church as we continue throughout this broadcast. And we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Here's an old hymn of the faith entitled, In the Sweet By and By. Thank you. From the spiritual breadbox of the Word of God, we turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, and I'd like to read with you verses 22, 23, and 24. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 through 24, where the Word of God says, "That ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." That's from the spiritual breadbox of the Word of God, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22, 23, and 24. Now, before I deliver a message entitled Commitment to the Church, let's listen to a song that you probably are not familiar with, but it's entitled My Lord is Taking Good Care of Me.
Started my day. God's mercy was with me all of the way. His goodness stayed close by to meet all my needs. My Lord is taking good care of me. I'm never forsaken. I'm never alone. One day I'm moving to my brand new home. I'm blessed beyond measure. Just look close, you'll see. Of my past, I tell him I'm forgiven and it's buried at last. The bloodshed at Calvary now speaks for me. My Lord is taking good care of me. I'm never forsaken, I'm never alone. One day I'm moving to my brand new home. I'm blessed beyond measure, just look close, you'll see.
Now, those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior can say without a doubt that our Lord does take good care of us. Well, today I want to speak with you concerning being committed to the church. You know, in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18, Jesus said, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." And what we see in that passage of Scripture is the Lord Jesus Christ prophesying the church. When he gave those words there in Matthew chapter 16, the church had not yet been in existence. The church could not have come into existence before the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. But when Jesus Christ died on the cross, he made provisions for the church. And from that point until this day, the Lord Jesus Christ has been building his church. And even though the gates of hell have been very, very strong in trying to destroy the church, it has never been able to do so, and the gates of hell never will be able to destroy the church, because the church is the eternal plan and purpose of God. But the fact of the matter is, as Christians, we should be committed to the church. I can recall when I was a child growing up back in Fayette County of Western Pennsylvania that I loved the church. My parents brought me up in the local church. And I can remember even as a child going to particularly junior and senior high school that I would daydream during class. Now, you didn't think I'd do that, did you? But I did. I daydreamed during class. And one of the things that I daydreamed about was my local church involvement. I always loved the church. I was brought up in the church. I've been serving the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ for the last 50 plus years. And I'm thankful that God has given me the opportunity to do that. So I truly, in my own personal and family life, have been committed to the church. And yet what we find today is that many Christians are not committed to the church. particularly since the days of the COVID. We know that many people have gotten away from the church and they've never come back. Years ago, churches used to be filled with believers Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, but that's not the case anymore. You know, here in the Altoona, Pennsylvania, where we live, there was a time 50 years ago where we had four or five churches that ran over 1,000 people apiece. And that's not necessarily the case today. Why is it? Because even Christians have lost their commitment or have given up their commitment to the church. And so it's important that we as Christians be committed to the church. Why is that the case? Well, let me share with you, first of all, several reasons why Christians should be committed to the church, and then how we can be committed to the church. First of all, we as Christians should be committed to the church because the church belongs to God. You know, many times people will say, "This is my church." And I don't know how many times down through the years I've heard people say, "Well, I go to Gary Dahl's church." Well, I want to remind you that Gary Dahl has no church. Gary Dahl is a part of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona that belongs to God. And we see that concept brought out for us in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 2, where Paul is speaking. Well, let me begin with verse 1. It says, "Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ, through the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, and are all within every place called upon the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours." I'll tell you what, there's a lot of truth in that second verse. But the phrase that I want to highlight is where it says, "unto the church of God, which is at Corinth." That local church there at Corinth did not belong to the Corinthian believers. It belonged to God. And every Bible-believing local church across this nation and around the world belongs to God, as it is a part of what we refer to as the universal church. In the study of ecclesiology, we find that there is the universal church, and that speaks of the body of Jesus Christ around the world, but that then in local communities, there are many local churches which represent the body of Jesus Christ in that locality. But every Bible-believing church doesn't belong to that congregation or the board or the pastor, but it belongs to God. And so commitment to the church is commitment to God's plan and program. The second reason why we should be committed to the church is because Christ is the head of the church. Jesus Christ is the one who gives the church life. Jesus Christ is the one who gives the church direction. Jesus Christ is the one who the church should follow because Christ is the head. In the book of Colossians, chapter 1 and verse 18, the Apostle Paul is speaking, and I would encourage you to study this chapter in its entirety. But in verse 18, he says, "And he," talking about Christ, "is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence." The head of the church is not the pastor or the deacons or the board or the elders or the Sunday school teachers. The head of the body of Christ, the universal body as well as the local body, is the Lord Jesus Christ. And that means that every local church should follow the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ in every element of that church function. And so being committed to the church is being committed to Jesus Christ. And that is very important to take into consideration. Christians who are not committed to the church are not committed to Jesus Christ. Thirdly, we should be committed to the church because Christ died for the church. Think of that. Jesus Christ came into this world and suffered and bled and died that the church might come into existence. And we see that in the book of Acts chapter 20, where Paul was speaking to the leaders at the church at Ephesus, and he says this in verse 28, that is Acts chapter 20 and verse 28, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God." That's what the pastors are to do in the local churches, to feed them, spiritually speaking. But then Paul says, "which he," Christ, "hath purchased with his own blood." When Jesus Christ came into this world and suffered and bled and died on that cross, he paid the price of sin, which of course is his death. And in doing so, he purchased the church with his own shed blood. We call that redemption. And so you see, commitment to the church is commitment to the work and the cause of Jesus Christ. And every Christian will want to be committed to the church. Number four, commitment to the church is important because the church is the pillar and the ground of the truth. The pillar and the ground of the truth. We are living in a day and age where so many people are asking the question, what is truth? Well, truth is found truly in the Word of God, and it's the church that upholds the Word of God in the world in which we live. The Word of God teaches us that very clearly in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15, where Paul says, "But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth." As in architectural buildings, you know, a pillar which is grounded on a solid foundation holds up that entire entity, that entire building, as it were. Well, it's the church in the world today that holds up the absolute truth of Almighty God. And so you see, the reason why you and I as Christians need to be committed to the church, because the church, as it has been established by the Lord Jesus Christ, is truly the concept of actual truth. Absolute truth is found in the church. So commitment to the church is commitment to absolute truth. Finally, commitment to the church is important because the church is Christ's body on earth. The church is the body of Christ on earth. And we see that in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23, when it's speaking concerning the work of Christ, when it says, "And hath," that is Christ, "hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church." That is, that's what the Father has done for Christ, put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. The church is the body of Christ, and every local church is the representation of the body of Christ on earth. And so commitment to the church is commitment to all that Christ is, all that Christ has done, and all that Christ intends to do on the earth. And so every Christian who is an obedient Christian, every Christian who wants to please the Lord, will be committed to the church, because the church belongs to God, because Christ is the head of the church, because Christ died for the church, because the church is the pillar and the ground of the truth, and because the church is Christ's body on earth. But the second question that we ask is, how can one be committed to the church? How can one be committed to the body of Christ? Well, number one, by making sure that you're saved, that you're born again. People who are just religious are not committed to the church. They don't have the capacity nor the spiritual ability to be committed to the church. Because you see, the church is made up of those who are born again. And so the first way to be committed to the church is to make sure that you've trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. Then secondly, we can be committed to the church by praying for the church. Believers should be praying for their local churches and other local churches on a regular basis. This past week, I found out that one of the churches in our community is in the center of a construction project that will take place until October of this year. Well, I've been praying for that particular church that construction project on the highway will not be a hindrance to their ministry. We should pray for our local church and other local churches that God will continue to use them in the day and age in which we live. Thirdly, we should support the church financially. The Bible teaches us many times in the New Testament that it's important to give to the work of the Lord. And I know that sometimes the last place people give is the local church. But because the local church promotes Jesus Christ, we should give to it financially. Number four, we can be committed to the local church by being involved in its ministry. Every local church that I know has an active ministry. Here at Faith Baptist of Altoona, we have over 30 specific ministries that stem from our church, and many people are involved with it. Make sure that you are involved in the ministry of a local church. Number five, do what you can to protect the church from sin. And of course, in all reality, that means that see that sin is the exception rather than the rule in your life. And if you see somebody else who has stumbled and has fallen into sin, help them to get out of that sin and get back to living for the Lord. And then, finally, you can be committed to the local church by promoting the church, inviting people to your local church, and do what you can to give a good testimony for the church. But every born-again believer should be committed to the local church because the church is God's plan for this dispensation. Don't neglect the church. Be involved with it and watch how God will bless you and use you. Well, thank you so very much for joining me today. Now go to church today. And again, until next Sunday, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. God bless you.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.